Maybe you're a diehard fan, maybe you read it at high school, but Shakespeare's Hamlet is a drama for the ages. A quick recap for you. The ghost of the King of Denmark tells his son Hamlet, the prince, to avenge his murder by killing the new king, Hamlet's uncle. It rolls on from there and it is an epic story. Bell Shakespeare's production of the drama opens next week at the Opera House after 2 years of closures. In the lead role is actor Harriet Gordon-Anderson, and she joins us this morning to talk to us about it. Harriet, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Willie. I'm well. How are you?
Oh, I'm well, thank you. Oh, my goodness. After 2 years of closures, third attempt this year, how are you feeling?
Nervous. I'm feeling nervous, but great. So excited to just share this thing with the world. It feels like we're in a different place to where we were in 2.0. The last time we tried to get it out, just when Delta was coming around, and that felt pretty scary. But it feels like we'll get to share it with audiences this time.
I wonder, are you a bit like an elite athlete in that you kind of, you know, you train, as in you prepare, but then do you have a bit of a break? Because I guess you can't keep learning lines all the time, but...
No.
Yeah, that's really true.
I think it's really important to strike a balance between your job and your life. So absolutely, when I knew there was going to be significant periods of downtime in between productions, I just had to get good at putting the role away, compartmentalizing it a little and getting on with other things so that I don't go completely mad. But maintaining a certain level of base fitness and vocally and physically, so being able to step back into it wouldn't be too much of a chore.
Yeah, right. Oh, my goodness. I can imagine you were dreaming Hamlet lines at a period of time.
Yeah, I feel like he's in my bones now. I don't know if I'll ever be able to get him out.
Yes. Now, you're playing the prince, and I asked you just off air before, were the auditions open to men and women? And you said, actually, the role came to you. Talk to us a little bit about that process.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was pretty magic. I mean, I've not really played a lead role in a main stage production before, so I didn't see it coming. I was quite new to my career, but I had just finished I was partway through a production of The Miser at Bell Shakespeare with Pete Evans, our director. And he had in mind this production for 2020, which was the following year. I think it was about a year away at that point. And he asked me to come in to the rehearsal room and to prepare a soliloquy from Hamlet. And I honestly thought I might be helping him with some auditions or something. So I prepared it and I took it in. And we workshopped it for about half an hour, and he sat down and spoke to me about his idea for a production in 2020. And he asked me whether I would be interested in playing the role of Hamlet, and I was completely blown away.
I was going to say, were you floored? Were you like, I thought I was just here to help you? Like,
yeah, I was confused. I was flattered. I was pretty thrilled. Yeah, it's quite an amazing experience that I know a lot of actors really dream about, and not everyone gets the opportunity to play this role, and it is a pretty magnificent role to play.
And you are playing, the role is still a male, or you were saying
Correct.
It's a bit more androgynous, but so the role hasn't been adopted. It's not Princess Hamlet. It's still true to the form. It's just you are playing the role.
Yeah, that's exactly right, which has been done before for hundreds of years. I think, you know, it's really imperative that Hamlet is a male character, just because of the relationship that he has with the women around him. I think flipping him into a female, into a princess, would take away all of the suffering that he has around women and his own femininity. He has quite a lot of internalized misogyny, and we really wanted to explore that. And interestingly, when you put those words into the mouth of a female actor, you can hear them a lot more clearly than seem to just sort of wash over you as historic context when you hear it from a man, when you hear misogyny coming from a male voice in an old text. It's like, yeah, we get it. We've, you know, heard that 1,000 times. But hearing words that have been sort of inflicted upon a female, used as weapons now in a female voice, I find it really, really interesting.
Yeah, it makes my skin prickle a bit. I can imagine. Was it quite a visceral experience for you?
Yeah, it's been quite amazing. I mean, a dramatic experience. I had to do quite a lot of digging into Pete calls it male rage, and, you know, finding some, yeah, some real sort of dark hatred towards and fear of women. But apart from that, he's also, I mean, he's still just the most incredible poet. He's the most sensitive soul, and he's a beautiful, beautiful guy. So it's not been harrowing. It's also, I get to step into some of the most beautiful poetry ever written, in my opinion, which has been truly joyful.
Yeah. Oh, amazing. Okay. And so it opens next week at the Sydney Opera House. We will link to people on the show website to get tickets. I understand there are still a few tickets available if people want to get along and see. Harriet Gordon Anderson, thank you so much for your time. We wish you all the best next week. Well,
my absolute pleasure.
Yeah, well deserved to get up on stage after those years of preparation. I'm sure it will be amazing.
Thanks, Willie. Yeah, we're really excited to share it with people.